Now, I spoke on this last time, but there's another point that I want to make from Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Paul prayed, he said, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened." Last time I talked about that our heart would be enlightened to understand God's call on our life, which is so glorious. If we only understood it, we would be the happiest person. We'd be so happy. We'd be laughing like all day, every day, all day long, if we really understood from an eternal perspective the call on our life, the plans that God has for us. I talked about that last time. But Paul also prayed here that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened. He prayed that we would understand, get this now, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance, of God's inheritance in the saints. So let me say it again. Paul said, "I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened to understand the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in you." What does this mean? This tells us how valuable we are to God. Paul's saying, "I'm praying that you would understand how much you mean to God, the riches of his inheritance in you." In other words, the Father sent his Son into the world to endure so much pain that he was nailed even to the cross and felt forsaken by the Father. Father did that because of how valuable you and I are to him. So Paul's praying, I want you to understand how much you mean to God, how valuable you are to the Father. He created you in his own image to be his family, his son, his daughter, to fellowship with you, to be his friend, to be his companion forever and ever. So beloved, I want us to pray that you and I would gain greater insight into Paul's prayer. Pray with me. Father God, help us to understand what Paul is praying for here. Father, that we would understand, we ask you right now, in a much, much greater way, every day, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us. Help us to understand, Father, how valuable we are to you and how much you love us. We ask this in Yeshua's, in Jesus' name.